and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. The choice is up to you, my friend. Life's so long, but you might awaken to a brand new life.
With a black bra. Every guy in school was staring.
Samantha, haven't you been on that phone long enough?
Dad, this is important. Do you have a black one I could borrow? He did? I don't believe it!
Samantha, either do I. You think you could keep it down?
Tony, she's a little girl. Little girls squeal.
Hi!
What do you say? Dr. Ferguson, Dr. Schaefer.
What's up, docs?
Well, we're engaged.
Oh, hey, how was that? What's the matter? Come on in. It's so romantic, huh?
Ooh, Dr. Paul and Isabel Ferguson, a medical corporation.
So happy for you.
Congratulations. You. Oh, I've got to call Marcy and tell her.
I've already told her, Samantha.
You did?
Well, I am her father.
But I'm her best friend.
Sorry, I guess I was out of line.
Hey, but Sam, she doesn't know that you know.
All right,
upstairs. Okay.
Well, have you two set a date yet?
We think so.
But I wanted to check it out with you first.
Me? Why?
Because, I want you to be my matron of honor.
I'd love to.
What about Wendy? Now you've known her longer. Won't she be hurt?
Gee, maybe it should be Wendy.
No way.
I'm the one who seated you next to each other at my dinner party. If it wasn't for me, you two would not be getting married.
Well, maybe you seated them next to each other at your dinner party. But you know what got these two together? My oysters miceli.
I believe in giving credit where credit is due. So, Tony, will you be my best man?
Who, me? Who did it?
Number 25.
I like number 25.
You know, that is nice, isn't it?
Okay, then, it's settled. We'll go with number 25.
Number 25.
Write it down. Okay.
Well, now that you two have picked out their invitations, perhaps you'd like to name their children.
I've always liked Anthony.
Tony, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye, baby.
Bye, girl. Bye. Oh, they really are great together. You know, they were good friends for such a long time, and then one day, Cupid's arrow just found its mark. Isn't love funny?
Yeah, it's a real gut buster.
I know Angela's romances have always been good for a laugh.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Anything, sweetheart. Anytime. You know that. As long as it's not about boys, your allowance, or a cordless telephone.
Ooh, cordless telephone. Great idea. You know, if I had a bigger allowance, I could buy one and call boys from anywhere.
Samantha, what did you want?
Do you ever think about getting married again?
Well, gee, I don't know. I was real happy with your mom. I sure would like to have that again. But hey, things are different now.
You have me, right?
That's right. And let me tell you something. Any woman that I love would have to love you as much as I do.
What's not to love?
And then, you know, I got to find a woman who accepts me for who I am and what I do.
Oh, Dad, you're in big trouble.
Mother, why would you ask me a question like that?
Because inquiring minds want to know. Do you or do you not want to get married again?
I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. If I did get remarried, it wouldn't be to somebody like Michael.
Thank you, Lord.
You're so threatened by my success. No, this time I'd like a man that would be supportive of my career, that loves my son, is sensitive and considerate.
Mm, gee, where would you ever find a guy like that?
Hey, Angela, you want me to go down to the Cub Scouts to pick up Jonathan so you can get some work done on that new account?
Here today to join this man and this woman in matrimony. Do you take this woman to be your wife, to love and to cherish for all of your life?
I do.
Do you take this man to be your husband, to love and to cherish for all of your life?
I do.
The rings, please.
With this ring, I pledge you my never-ending love.
With this ring, I pledge you my never-ending love.
In accordance with the laws of the state of Connecticut, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
That Herb couldn't make it to the wedding.
Well, he had to go to a dental convention. Of course, he might have come if his wife had been matron of honor. You know your oldest and dearest friend, a woman who stood by you through two children and one divorce. But Angela looks lovely, although peach is my color.
She's taking it a lot better than I thought.
Oh.
Beautiful. I've forgotten how wonderful weddings can be. It's almost like there's love in the air.
Ah, come on, Angela. That was pine sol.
So, Angela, did that trip down the aisle give you any ideas?
Yeah, what do you say? We've got the hall for the rest of the evening.
Oh, hey. Hey, yo, what is it when every guy that gets married, the minute they get married, they want to marry every other guy off they know?
Well, misery loves company.
Aww.
Looks like the honeymoon's over. See you later.
Hey, I think I'm going to go down to the old hors d'oeuvre table.
Ooh.
Huh? You want me to bring you some shrimp puffs?
Would you, and some...
Little egg rolls?
Yeah, and I'm going to leave it up to you. You probably know what I like as well as I do.
Better.
Boy, I'm stuffed. I can't eat another bite.
May I take that, sir? We're starting dinner soon.
Dinner? Why didn't anyone tell me?
You all alone, huh?
Shows, huh?
It's the plate. You know, nothing sadder than hors d'oeuvres for one.
Well, I guess I'm still looking for the right woman. Where is that perfect combination of attractiveness, intelligence, sensitivity, and humor, huh?
Table six.
You want another Ramaki?
Oh, maybe just one. I'll pay you back when Tony gets here.
Oh, thank you so much. And I promise, the first bunny hop is yours.
Sorry it took me so long.
Oh.
You must be starving, eh?
Oh, me? Don't be silly.
Oh, why? I'm going to be silly.
This is Fred and Ginger.
Not the Fred and Ginger.
Thanks for clearing that up.
They're Isabel's cousins from Buffalo.
Oh, well then, you must be very happy.
Oh, yes, we love Buffalo. Tony, you didn't bring Angela any Rumaki.
Angela doesn't like Rumaki.
I love it.
Well, you never eat it when I make it.
Uh-oh.
Sometimes the liver's a little dry.
My liver's dry?
Tony, I don't think this is the place.
Oh, sure. Tell the guy you hate his liver and then drop it.
He's very sensitive about his organs.
So, how long you two been together?
2 years. You'd think you know a person.
Well, Barry, just like that. Full of surprises.
Oh, they're not married. They just live together and raise each other's children.
Well, maybe you should get married.
Shh.
Think of the kids. What do they tell their little friends?
Oh, I believe the minister's still here. Perhaps he'd give you a discount. 2 sacred vows for the price of one. Yes,
and if you act right now, we'll throw in a matron of honor.
Would you like to dance, Angela?
I'd love to. Yes,
excuse us, won't you?
Yes, we did sound a little like a married couple.
Yeah. Hey, what about that trip down the aisle, huh? I mean, that was weird.
Certainly was. What do you mean, weird?
I don't know. I mean, nothing bad. Just...
weird.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, please.
No, go ahead.
No, you.
No, do you. Go ahead.
Angela, speak.
Okay. I was just wondering if you ever thought about getting married again.
Huh. That's funny because that's what I was going to ask you.
No. Well, have you ever thought about it?
Me?
Yeah.
Not really. How about you?
Well, no.
Well, I admit I might have had a thought cross my mind every once in a while, but you can't hold a guy responsible for every thought that ever crosses his mind. I mean, hey, he'd get arrested before he was out of puberty.
I had a stray thought or two in my time.
Yeah, well, Let me ask you, while your thoughts were straying, how far'd they go?
Well, they, might have gone down the bridal path, but, only with the right person.
Yeah. Only with the right person.
Hey, you guys.
Yes, honey.
The band's taking a break.
And I guess we should stop dancing. Thanks. Excuse us.
I am so embarrassed.
Sorry if I made you too uncomfortable. I'm a today kind of guy.
We can see that, Fred.
I mean, if you two want to live together, it's no skin off of my nose.
Well, that's real big of you there, Freddy. But we don't really live together, at least not the way you think. I'm Angela's housekeeper.
Oh, well, then I guess marriage is out of the question.
Hold it right there, Ginge. As you well know, good husbands are hard to find.
Especially ones who do windows.
Again, I guess it might be nice having a husband who didn't work.
Well, I wouldn't mind living off of the little lady for a while, as long as my allowance was big enough. Right, Tony?
Anyone try the cracked crab?
Excuse me. But if you think Tony doesn't work for a living, you are sorely mistaken.
Oh, no, Angela, please, lighten up. I don't need you to defend me.
I'm not defending you. I simply want to point out that you have a very challenging job. Takes a lot of know-how and organizational skills to be an effective housekeeper.
Stuffed mushrooms, anyone?
Tony works hard. He works damn hard.
And he has the dishpan hands to prove it.
Wendy, he does not. He wears rubber gloves.
Well, I guess that's part of the know-how.
I think I could use a refill.
You want to get me one too, Tony?
Sorry, Fred. It's my day off.
Can I talk to you?
Sure. Talk.
I'm sorry about what I said back there. I didn't mean it. I mean, I didn't mean it. It's just that when I heard myself saying it, I just couldn't believe that I was saying it so badly.
Sort of like right now.
Exactly. The whole thing was so awkward.
Now look, let's just forget about it. They were just joking around.
I don't think it was very funny.
Are you kidding me? Come on. What's funnier than marrying your housekeeper?
That's not what I meant.
Come on, let's think about it. Big success like you, who wouldn't get a kick out of that?
Tony, just because I'm a success doesn't mean I'm a snob. I don't give a fig Newton what people say.
Angela, watch your language. Well, let's face it, we both gave a little fig. What are we talking about marriage for anyway? I mean, what is it with weddings? I think they make people crazy.
You think it's crazy?
Sure. Don't you?
Sure.
All right, all you lucky single women, gather round. Time to scramble for the bouquet.
Hey, look. Tomorrow, the newlyweds will be on their honeymoon. And we can stop thinking about this weddings and stuff, eh?
Absolutely.
Excuse me. You look like an attractive, intelligent, sensitive woman.
Well, you're very perceptive.
Good sense of humor, too. May I add good dancer to the list?
I don't know.
Well, sure, you're a great dancer. Ed, show him.
Look, I understand if you're in the middle of something.
No, it's okay. We're through.
Yes. I guess we are.
Thanks, Tony. I think I owe you a finder's fee on this one. We are going to look great on the dance floor.
Don't be too sure Fred and Ginger are out there.
Tony, everything okay?
Sure, Bona. You know the old saying, right? Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Come on, care to dance?
I'd love to. Hey.
These feet will never dance again.
Yeah, let me. So let me ask you, you gonna see Jeffy with a G again?
Probably. Friday night dinner in a Broadway show.
Well, I think it's great you're seeing other people. I think I should be seeing people. We both should be seeing people. Not the same people.
Different people. Oh. Oh, Tony, you're so good.
Ha, 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 ha,